You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You can practically still hear the cheering echoing around Ann Arbor after the Michigan Wolverines took home the Paul Bunyan Trophy for a second straight year by beating Michigan State 44-10. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, what adjectives would you use to describe the game the Wolverines played?
Thorough and impressive. In almost all phases, they did exactly what they hoped to do.
And flip the coin, the Spartans.
Unspartan-like, I would say, that a good, valiant effort the first quarter, their head 7-0. And at that point, you might think that, like so many other times in the past, the records don't matter and they're about to pull off another upset, but they faded fast. And once the wheels started coming off, it got ugly. And it makes you think that D'Antonio, Mark D'Antonio, the head coach at Michigan State, he has got to make a decision. He's 64 years old. He's gone through a heart attack and snipe procedures and so on. He's either got to sign on for 5 more years and recruit the way he has in the past, or he's got to step aside.
Let me ask about Michigan. What do you see, or did something change since Michigan's disappointing loss to Penn State a month ago?
Easy answer. Offense, offense, offense. You've got a new offensive coordinator in Josh Gattis, 34-year-old guy who had never been one before. Give your teenager the keys to the car and see what happens. You're going to grind some gears, right, for a few games. They did. I'm referring, of course, to the manual transmissions, which are now long gone, but hey. And right around Penn State, second half of that game, it all came together. And since then, the offense has been firing on almost all cylinders.
Okay. And certainly with this resounding win over Michigan's biggest rivals, it wasn't even close. And it happened at the Big House. So what message does that send to the Michigan fans who've been grumbling that Jim Harbaugh can't win the big games?
Well, it's certainly a big game. And look, of the last 4 games previous to this one, D'Antonio and Harbaugh are 2-2. Whereas before, D'Antonio was 8-2 against the Wolverines, a great run, historic, really. In those 4 games, the home team lost every one of them. So it's the first time in 5 years the home team has actually won the game. And the first time ever in the history of the Paul Bunyan Trophy, which they play for, since 1953 when it was born, that Michigan took it out on the field after victory at home. Never been done before.
Why was that?
Stubbornness.
Okay. But this came out on the field.
Absolutely.
This was big.
It shows you that the rivalry matters a great deal to both schools, which is not always how it's been.
All right. Let's go back over to the Spartans and to D'Antonio. How much of Saturday's loss is on him? How much on that big old long injury list? And how much on players not stepping up?
Yes.
All of the above?
Look, they did have a lot of injuries, and they don't have the depth to overcome those. If you've got Ohio State, you've got 3 deep at all positions, so what? But Michigan State starters are a whole lot better than what they had on Saturday, of course. But really, it is on D'Antonio at this point that over the last 3 years, they're 15-17, I think, in the Big Ten or overall. And, you know, that's a Brady Hoke-style record. And that's not what he did in the first 8 years.
And you've always sat in this chair talking to me, praising D'Antonio's ability to work magic with these players.
Absolutely.
Especially when they were racking up the 36 wins and only 5 losses from 2013 to 2015. What do you think happened to that magic?
I think that the success was the best and worst thing to happen to Mark D'Antonio. They got to the Final Four. They're Big Ten champs. Only two Big Ten teams have gotten to the 4-team playoff, Ohio State several times and Michigan State once. Michigan's never gotten there. Not yet. And after that, they could recruit now 4- and 5-star players when he made his name on 2- and 3-star players. And I think that's his kind of his wheelhouse. So they got the fancy players in with different attitudes, different priorities. And I think they were not Spartans in that sense.
So where does Michigan State football go from here?
Like I said earlier, you got to make a decision. Dragging this out 1 year by 1 year by 1 year is not going to work anymore, I don't think. He's either got to re-up for 3 to 5 more years and get a real offensive coordinator in place.
Don't shuffle the deck chairs.
Exactly. All he's been doing is repurposing other coaches for OC, and it does not work that way, not this level. And to get a really good one, you have to commit to them to 3 to 5 years. So he's either got to re-up for a good long stretch, or he's got to step aside, says me. Although most Spartan fans on my Twitter feed agreed with that.
They are agreeing. Okay. Yep. Wolverines, as you point out, are pretty much firing on all cylinders right now as they get ready to face Indiana this Saturday. And the Hoosiers have been doing pretty well. And then comes Ohio State. Now, Ohio State beat Rutgers over the weekend. That eliminated Michigan from a shot at the Big Ten title. Does Michigan have a chance of getting to the Rose Bowl?
Very good one. Now, you obviously have to win both of the next games. So, Indiana, That was a trap game to begin with. A trap game, of course, is when you get caught napping. Between your two biggest rivals, Michigan State and Ohio State, in August, you could see it as a trap game. Mm-hmm. And now you see that Indiana's pretty doggone good. On top of that, they're 7-3 right now. That's a good, serious team. That's a big game to win right there. And then, of course, you got Ohio State. Now, Ohio State right now, I think it might be the best team in the nation. I don't see any flaws whatsoever. The one weakness might be that they're so strong, they've not been into a boxing match yet. No close games, no dogfights, mixed metaphors. So
just
Michigan's gone through that.
Opposition.
So if they're in a tie game, it might get to them. That's Michigan's main chance.
All right. So Michigan State not firing on all cylinders, playing Rutgers and then Maryland. Certainly no top-tier bowl game for Sparty, right?
Maybe no bowl game at all if they lose either one of those games. They're four and six right now, so they need to win both games to qualify for a bowl game. They're going to beat Rutgers because you cannot lose to Rutgers. Maryland, hard to say. They should beat them as well. But then you go to the lowest-tier bowl, basically, and then you ask questions.
Is that kind of like getting the little ribbon in participation in grade school?
If you're lucky, they might not get that either. So they're up against the wall right now.
All right. And we just have to spend a few minutes, moments or so, another Sunday, another Lions loss. And you put it on Twitter, getting mad at the Lions for losing is like getting mad at Canada for being cold. So is it time, A, for Matt Patricia to go, and B, for Martha Ford to sell the team?
I have immense respect for the Ford family. They've been so good to Detroit. They've been so good, honestly, to Lions fans who grumble about the losses. They never threaten to move the team. They pay a good chunk for their own stadiums. None of the drama or the ego that you see with other owners. So I think I give them high points. However, and this time I thought they had the right formula. They got the two guys from the New England Patriots, the best team in football the last 20 years. You got a GM and a coach. And I thought they finally got it figured out, and maybe not. But you still have to be patient and let the guy try some things. Matt Patricia in this case, year and a half is not long enough, I don't think. But man, oh man, it's the same old stuff.
Same old stuff, same old sad Sundays. And there has got to be a point where it's time to fish or cut bait, no?
I would think so, but I dread what might be in their place. I hope they don't sell the team, crazily enough. Because I've seen Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. I've seen Snyder with the Redskins. Trust me, most owners out there, you don't want in Detroit. And you've got a family that is serious about Detroit. They just have to hire better people. I thought they'd done it. Maybe not.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator, John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.